Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. We're continuing to highlight the amazing work that PC Project is doing, and joining me today are Christine and her daughter, Allison. Thanks so much for being with me today, you two. So I thought maybe you could start us off by just telling us your story and how you became part of PC Project.
When Allison was born, she was born with PC. She's a spontaneous mutation, so we didn't know anything about PC. But when she was 2 months old, our pediatrician recognized that her fingernails and her toenails were different. And she also had leukokeratosis in her mouth, so the whitening in her mouth. Our pediatrician thought that was thrush at the time. But after looking at her fingernails and things, he said, well, I'm not sure what this is. But he started her on some thrush medication, but also sent us to dermatology right away and said, we're going to get this checked out and try to figure out what it is. So we were very fortunate. She was diagnosed. We got into dermatology in 2 weeks. And the doctor we saw it with the Marshfield Clinic here in central Wisconsin, he was familiar with PC, and he took one look at her and he said, I'm 90% sure that she has PC. And he also tested her mouth to make sure there wasn't any thrush. And she had already been on medications for over a week for thrush, but he said it should be gone with the antifungals that she was on, but she still had the white in her mouth. Right. And she had no fungal changes when he tested, when he just did a quick swab and looked at it. So he said, you know, he thought she had PC right away. So we had her genetically tested right away after that. So by the time she was 6 months old, we had genetically confirmed PC. And she has, Allison has PC K6A. When Allison was diagnosed and we were going through all of this, my husband and I had never heard of it because she is a spontaneous mutation. And so I started researching right away and looking at things, and that's how we ended up finding PC Project. And I called him. At the time, Mary Schwartz was running PC Project still, and talked to Mary and got a lot of information from her. And then once we got the genetic confirmation, we went through and did all of the paperwork to be in the registry right away and met with Dr. Hansen at that time. On a phone conference to learn as much as we could about PC at the time and what Allison was going to deal with along the way and what we can do to try to help.
It's really amazing that you were able to find PC Project right away. I imagine that sort of helped maybe abate your fears a little bit. What was it like for you, Chris, getting this diagnosis for Allison?
Oh, goodness. You're going to get me crying here. But it was stressful at the time and just real scary. You know, you never want to know that your child has something that is going to cause them pain, and that's something that you can't cure and you can't take the pain away. Mm-hmm. So that I still struggle with that on days when she has a lot of pain, that if I could take the pain away, I would feel so much better. If I could take the pain for her and let her be pain-free, I would. Mm-hmm. But I was also very happy that we got the diagnosis when we did, because when I read some of the things with PC Project and talk to other patients who have PC, you know, many of them struggle for years not knowing what it is, and are on different medications and treatments and things that aren't going to help. But I would hate to have Allison on medications that aren't going to help her for no reason, you know, and have side effects and issues that way.
Absolutely. Allison, what's it like for you living with PC?
It's hard on some days because all my friends like turn around out at recess at school and then I can't do it a lot of times.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it? What do you wish that other kids understood about PC?
that sometimes when our feet are hurting or something and we can't run around a lot, that they knew why and they would know not to judge if we didn't do something.
Yeah. Judgment is hard, isn't it? When other kids are looking at you and thinking that, you know, you're just, you know, I don't want to do that. And that's just not the case, is it? And it would be nice if they had a little bit of understanding. What do you want doctors to know about your PC?
Maybe when you say your feet hurt, that they really hurt.
That, yeah.
That they limit how far you can walk and how long you can stand.
I can see for the both of you, it's really emotional. This is not an easy diagnosis. This is not an easy thing to live with. And Chris, I identify with you as a mother. The very last thing we want is for our babies to feel pain in right. any way, no matter how old they are. Mm-hmm. So how has PC Project helped you through some of the more emotional and heartbreaking sides of this disease?
Well, PC Project has connected us with other PC patients, because if we didn't have PC Project, we wouldn't know anyone else who has PC, because Allison's a spontaneous mutation. You know, there are some PC patients who this is part of their family, you know, and being a dominant gene, it's been passed down for years, and there's generations with it. But in our case, you know, we wouldn't know anyone with it if we didn't have PC Project. And when I do have questions there, I can call or PC Project. I can connect with other PC patients on different groups and ask a question or get in touch with someone to help, you know, get an idea of what, you know, what we're dealing with. It also gives us, you know, we see different things and say, well, this is part of PC and it's part of what we have to deal with. And we get ideas from PC Project and how to deal with some of those issues, you know, how people work on their fingernails and their toenails with the thickness and how people work and manage their foot pain and blisters.
So you've been able to draw from the support of the community that PC Project's providing.
Yes. Yes. And we've attended two of the patient support meetings with Allison. So we've been able to meet people through that. And Allison's been able to meet other kids that way who have PC and connect with some of the other kids. And I think that's been good for you, right? Like me.
Yeah, what was that like for you, Allison, meeting other kids and going to the meetings?
It was really nice because with the other kids, if we were like playing around in the hotel or something, we would all have the almost about the same limits with PC and with different types of PC. Some of the limits would be different. But some would still be the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to worry about not being able to run around on a playground for a long period of time. You had your people with you and they all understood, huh?
Yeah.
That makes a big difference. Do you talk to some of those friends and stuff online? Are you able to visit with them even though we can't all see each other right now?
Yeah. After one PC meeting, I emailed another girl a few times.
Yeah, we've got a couple emails and they've chatted back and forth.
Good. Are you involved in any of the, I know you're part of the patient registry, which automatically makes you involved in the research, which is amazing. But are you involved in any of the like day-to-day research that's happening in PC?
We're not right now because Allison's too young to be in any of the research studies. It's all 18 and over.
Right.
So she hasn't, there hasn't been anything for kids at this point. You know, we've answered survey questions and things when I get an email and someone's asking questions that way and tried to participate that way as much as we can.
It's hard sitting still, not being able to use it there, is it beating the pavement, making things happen.
Right. So we try to do other things. We try to support PC Project by doing some awareness things in our area.
Fantastic.
And then we also try to, do some fundraising that we send to PC Project to help support research as much as we can. So we just had, in May, we just had a kind of ice cream social, and just with free will donations. And my husband and I are real involved in biking in the area. So with the bike, the local bike club, we had just a little PC awareness, and the swim team our girls have been a part of also came out and joined us for that a little bit. And we were able to raise about $500 for donations for PC through that.
That's wonderful. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have a lot of support in the area. So, right, lots of good friends.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, you go through hard things in your life, and it's your community that surrounds you that gets you through them, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've done over the years, we've done bake sales and other things just to raise awareness whenever we can. And Allison always talks to her teachers each year and we bring in a brochure about PC for her teachers to make sure everybody's aware of what she's dealing with.
That's a big responsibility, isn't it, Allison? Having to tell people and having to educate them about what it is you're having to go through every day, huh? Get a little bit exhausting sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Allison, tell me, what are some of your favorite things to do?
I like to bike and ski.
Fun. That sounds great.
She likes to do those as much as possible. Mountain biking, especially right now, is her thing. She's done swim team.
Cool.
And it took a break from that this year. So we're into more biking right now. You're also a big reader.
What are some of your favorite books?
Right now, I'm just finishing the Harry Potter series.
I read it 3 times in a row. I loved Harry so much, so much. And we're getting ready to start reading the first book to our daughter. I think she's going to like it too. Do you have anything fun planned for your summer vacation?
We're going out to Yellowstone.
Yeah, we're going to spend a week out at Yellowstone. And
I have never been there. It's on my list.
I've never been there either.
Wow, that's exciting. Are you going to camp around, or are you staying in cabins?
We're staying in cabins. We did a couple Airbnbs at a couple of the different cities so that we can go through Yellowstone and then see a few other things around the area too. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And that's our big trip. And then we just got back from a mountain biking long weekend of kind of camping in a cabin and mountain biking in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, up by Lake Superior. Yeah.
All right. So one more question for you. As a parent, like, what is the one thing that you want others to know about PC?
Just that the pain it causes in Allison's feet and the blisters are the most challenging part. Mm-hmm. And most PC patients I've met, and Allison is like this too, will go as long as they can and push as hard as they can because they want to do everything. Mm-hmm. So just because you don't always see the pain doesn't mean that it's not there, or because they do push through to do something. For example, they had track and field at the end of the school year here, and Allison wanting to participate in everything, even though she had kind of a rough spring with her feet and a lot of blisters, ran the 40-yard dash and took 3rd place, but then came home and had to put her feet up the rest of the night and ice her feet because they were so painful, you know, and tried to run the marathon run a couple days later and couldn't make it the whole way. But, you know, she's going to push as hard as she can every time and end up paying for it later. And I think that's, you know, sometimes people will look at her on a good day and, well, there's nothing wrong with her. But, you know, they don't see the bad days or the evening after she's pushed through something. When she's crawling down the hallway to bed at night or on crutches in the evening or something along the, you know, those lines. We bought her ice slippers so she can ice her feet at night and prop her feet up and trying to relieve as much as she can. And, you know, anyone with a disability, and especially like a not as visible disability, you know, or and with pain like this, it takes a lot out of someone. You know, I think at the end of the day, I can see sometimes Allison's more tired than I think the average kid is, than our other daughter is, because she's been fighting this pain all day and putting up a very strong front, and she's done. You know, at the end of the day, there's only so much in the tank for the day.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easy to forget that pain is all-encompassing. You know, mm-hmm. like think of pain as just being the thing that's affecting whatever area hurts, but really it's mentally, emotionally, physically exhausting yes. to have prolonged pain. And to be a determined young woman like Allison is and wanting to do all those things and pushing until you just can't push anymore, it's, I'm sure it catches up, huh?
And Allison just finished fifth grade, so she's headed to middle school next year. So we had to go through, we decided to go through paperwork for school for next year, being in a bigger building and moving from classroom to classroom all day, trying to limit as much as we can how much she's walking between classes, if they can try to schedule her schedule so that she doesn't have to go from one end of the building to the other multiple times during the day. And making sure that the gym teachers at middle school understand that if her feet are hurting, she may not be able to participate in some things, or and that we have it all in writing and documented that this is what she needs. So we just, Allison kind of talked through it with us, and we met with some of the school counselors and teachers and got that set up. But just trying to plan your day and trying to plan so that she can be successful and not have pain limit her in school as much as possible.
I'm so glad that you both decided to join me for this, because your stories emphasize so deeply how important the research is and how important that it's accelerated and that it's happening quickly, and yes. just how much the cure is needed. And I really hope that it can be here soon. I know there's a lot of really great work being done in PC right now. And I know there's a lot of people that want PC to have even just a treatment, just something.
Right. That's what we hope for. Just something that'll help with the pain and help, you know, yes, we'd love a cure, but a treatment is mm-hmm. a start. And
absolutely
something that will allow her to do what she wants and
yeah.
be able to not worry about if she's going to be standing too long or some of those things throughout the day. But
yeah, absolutely. Just anything.
And, you know, I also have to brag a little bit, because she's really smart and very kind because of her PC. And I think in many ways, and I can say this about all of the PC patients that I've met, that PC makes a person more empathetic to others and more caring. You know, she just came home from school with the citizenship award for her class for the year. And so we're pretty proud of her. And she had, also the academic excellence award. So she's a very smart girl and very determined that way too. And we don't want any of this to hold her back.
I mean, I can see just how amazing you are, Allison. And congratulations on those awards. That's pretty great stuff. And I think, you know, in talking to Jan Schwartz, there is this resilience and love and empathy within the PC community that I completely agree, Chris. I can see it in with the, you know, with the PCers. Like, there seems to be something special here, how people are, how PCers see and treat the rest of the world.
Yeah, and the our friends who we've met through the PC Project are amazing, amazing people. You know, we don't get to talk to them real often, but we know that if we need something, they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Having that community or just having a place where you can go reach out if you need it, if you've had that sleepless night, and then the morning you know you can send off an email. I mean, that's all you need sometimes, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I've talked to Jan quite a few times over the years because she's so hands-on with all of this and has helped us through a lot. And yeah, so we've gotten to know Jan very well. And I know she is hands-on with everyone and, you know, just is so involved and does such a great job for PC Project. We're very lucky.
She's incredible. She has boundless energy for PC Project. And for all the members and all of the patients, everybody, I mean, she and I were just talking the other day and she said, you know, all these children with PC are my children. I love them just as much as the children I gave birth to. And I think that's very true. I'm sure Jan does love each and every one of you very deeply. Well, I so appreciate both of you taking the time to talk to me today. You've helped me understand even more how important research is. And I can't wait for our viewers to see your story so that they can understand just how important it is too, and hopefully participate in PC Project in a way that will make a difference.
Right. Yes. Thank you. And thanks for taking the time to spotlight PC and get more awareness out there. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much to Chris and Allison for joining me today in Community Spotlight and shining a light on Pachyonychia congenita. It is a debilitating disease, and we are hopeful that the research will lead to a treatment, better yet, a cure. If you would like to get involved with PC Project, you can email Pedra at info@pedraresearch.org. You can also check out PC Project's website, www.pachyonychia.org.